Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the dude, the legend, the only person that Chuck Norris follows on Twitter, the king of comedy, Dakota. And my co-host, the chick that puts the sweet in sweetness. She once punched a kitten for looking at her wrong. She goes by only one name and one name only, Sherry Clips.
Actually, it's Sherry Clip. Thank you very much. And no, I did not punch a cat. Where the heck did that come out of?
The random facts machine, all right? I asked all your friends. They gave me random facts about you, and obviously
no,
you once punched a kitten.
No. I would never punch an animal unless it was attacking me. There is no way in heck I would punch a kitten.
Well, joke's on you. I interviewed the kitten, and he said you attacked him first and punched him.
Poor thing. You're mean. You're mean to even think that up. I'm
the
not
kitten,
happy.
The kitten was like, I was minding my own business, chilling on the street. You know, nothing was going down, enjoying the day. And she just runs up and is like, bam, and ran off. And the kitten was like, I'm a kitten. Why'd you punch me?
That's so wrong. You are so bad. Well, anyhow.
I'm the bad one. You don't want to punch kittens.
I don't punch kittens. I'm going to have PETA showing up at my door here in a minute. You need to stop. I would never do that.
I wouldn't worry about PETA. What are they going to do? Throw some red paint on a sweater or something? That's the shit they used to do.
Well, yeah. Those people, you know, they don't believe in animal cruelty. And they thought by wearing fur that they probably bought and putting paint on it, it was going to make a big difference. But, you know, they just kind of supported the cause. They're out there. They bought a fur coat to do this with. I don't get it.
And you were supporting the cause by punching kittens. It's understandable.
No, I would not do that. You're sick. Sick, sick, sick. You just wait. I'm going to get even with you.
Oh, go ahead.
What?
I said I was told you got 9 lives as you punched it. So hopefully you didn't take away none of its lives. Poor kitten.
You're so mean. You are so mean. That's it. You're not writing my intro no more. You're fired.
So I got so much more random facts. Like, you once kicked a dog? I mean, there's so much random weird facts about you I got.
Oh, you guys, do not listen to Mr. Dakota. He's wrong. He has no facts.
I heard you once drowned a goldfish. I don't even know how you do that, but you did it.
Are you saying I'm mean to all animals?
No, just goldfish, kittens, dogs.
And kittens? You're wrong. You're so wrong.
So how many kittens have you punched today?
What?
So how many kittens did you punch today?
You're gross.
And is that why you missed Wednesday's episode? Because you were punching kittens?
No, stop it. I did not punch a kitten. That's wrong. Fake news.
Oh, you're kicking a dog. Right there, sorry.
Fake news. Right there. Okay. Get on with the show.
Anyways, let's jump into the show, guys. It's Friday. How have you been?
This week has been horrible for me. I got food poisoning.
Sure.
I was reading the word caregivers. Because today's National Caregivers Day, and then you threw me off with saying, how was your week? I had food poisoning, thank you very much. I was sick as a bird the last 2 days, laying in bed, holding my stomach, going, oh, and then jumping up and running to the bathroom. It was horrible.
Please enlighten us on what you ate, so we know not, was it like a restaurant or something somebody cooked?
Yes. I'm not, because I actually love the place. So I don't want it bad, okay? But, okay, I'll tell you the place. It was a Denny's. But let me tell you something. No. I'm not going to tell you where, because I love the people who work there. They know me, and they spoil me rotten usually. Well, rotten. Yeah, they gave me something spoiled rotten. All right. But I had chicken, and it just didn't seem like it was fully cooked. But I ate it anyway to the dog. It's going to tell you, yeah, it was horrible. Oh, Cyrus. What, he's such a big mouth, isn't he? So, yeah.
He's saying the chicken sucks. Oh, what? And she punched another kitten? He even said you punched a kitten. That's what he's saying right now.
It was not a kitten. This is a dog, Cyrus. I love animals. That's why I have one.
It's all right, Cyrus. We got your back, bro. Just bark twice. Bark twice if you need us.
Oh, there he goes. Wait, he hears you? Says that he heard you. Yeah. No. But I ate this chicken, Dakota. You know how you know, like, okay, that's not how chicken is normally cooked. You know what I mean? Like, it was a little chewier, and it kind of, like,
gummy. Not good.
Like, can you chew
that's
it?
Definitely not good.
And, but I dipped it in this, I love honey mustard, so I dipped it in the honey mustard. I'm like, okay, this is good. I can eat it with honey mustard. So I ate the chicken. I didn't eat all of it, actually. I got chicken fingers. And, yeah, and it was horrible.
No, it wasn't, like, pink. Like, the chicken wasn't, like, pink or nothing, was it?
You know what? It didn't, in the lighting I was sitting in, I looked, and it looked like it was okay. But the lighting was very dim in there, and, you know, it's relaxing lighting. It was in the evening. And
right.
I couldn't really tell, to be honest with you, but I didn't finish eating it. I actually left two pieces. I'm like, no. Within, like, the first 15 minutes, you know, I ate the chickens, and they're talking with some people about our show and everything else, and my stomach started getting a little, okay, this ain't doing, it ain't settling right, you know? It was almost instant weird. But within like a half an hour, I found myself feeling very nauseous. And then I came home and I was really not feeling good. My stomach was literally hurting, like pains. It was bad. Yeah, and the rest of it, I was up, let's just put it this way, visiting the porcelain facility all night. So, yeah, it was horrible. Never eat.
Well, all I got to say is that's why I eat at IHOP.
I don't even know if we have one of those around. We don't even have one of those.
I don't even know if we have one around here either, honestly. I don't think there's a Denny's around here. There might be one up like Jackson or Nashville or something, but that's like 3-4 hours away.
Wow. And see, and I'm up here in Massachusetts, so. You're in Tennessee. So this is, we do the show from two major different locations.
So, I wouldn't call this a major location, but yeah, it's a location.
Well, it's majorly away from me. It's late. Okay, it's you're really far away from me. I don't even know. How many miles? I'm wondering. Let me look this up. I want to see how far away. So
I'm guessing probably
so
at least
week?
Like a 2-day trip. My week was pretty good. I got to work all week, and I don't. Oh, okay. How far am I?
You're not that far. It's not 2 days. I can get to Florida in 26 hours. So.
Oh, okay. What's up? But yeah, my
Sorry.
Week was pretty good so far. Then, like I said, I got to work all week, and I don't get a day off till next Friday, which I'm not complaining. That's going to be good. So,
mm-hmm.
6 more days.
That's a long week.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good paycheck, so.
True. That's definitely worth it, right? At the end of the week, you're like, ugh.
Right.
Definitely. Okay, I'm trying to see here what the distance is. Okay, it is driving distance. You are 1,150 miles away from me.
Okay, so is that like?
Probably about 14 hours, 15 hours.
Oh, that ain't bad.
No. By flight, you're only an hour, not even an hour.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. How about 14 hours? 15 hours?
Well, guys, maybe one day we can all make it happen and we'll do like a live podcast. We'll meet in the middle and do a live podcast. And where's the middle at?
West Virginia. We'd be in the corner of Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, we'll meet somewhere up in that area and do a podcast live.
There we go. See that? We'd have to meet in Clarksburg.
Not at a Denny's, though.
In West Virginia. West Virginia would be our halfway.
Shout out to whatever West Virginia she just said, because I'm pretty sure nobody in the history of podcasts has ever shouted out to what part of West Virginia.
To Clarksburg? That's halfway.
Yeah, Clarksburg.
Yeah, Clarksburg.
Shout
yeah.
out to that place. Maybe we can get some listeners from there now.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just scrolling through Twitter and I'm just trying to come up or look at some random funny tweets, and I think I found a good one. You ready for this? It made me laugh on the inside right now, so see if it makes somebody laugh on the outside. So somebody wrote, "Stop thinking you're a bad bitch because you got some big ass titties. Bitch, my dog has eight of them." Literally, somebody wrote, I'm hitting like on this just because.
That's definitely a bad bitch right there. Think about it. That's a son of a bitch right there. A bitch. Yeah.
What? Okay, here's another random one from somebody. "I've been thinking about you for a while. What do you think?" It just ends there. Okay.
What do you say back to that? Yeah, I've been thinking about you too. I mean,
who are they even saying it to? It's like, "I've been thinking about you for a while. What do you think?" You're my creepy neighbor. No.
Yeah, it depends on who it is. Definitely.
Right? Okay, here's a question from Red Lobster. "What do you like with your lobster?"
Well, that's weird. What is that, like on a menu or just...
I don't know, it's on Twitter. It's like, I didn't even know I had Red Lobster on my Twitter, so shout out to Red Lobster. Don't think I've ever ate at one either. Can afford that shit.
I've never even had lobster. Isn't that weird?
Not really. I mean, I don't know, kind of.
Never had it. Like, I just can't even. Like, I think it starts from when I was a kid, and my mom used to bring me to the grocery store over to the, lobster tank, so it would amuse me for a few minutes, and I'd see these big bugs. To me, they were like big bugs in the water tank. So lobster.
Your grocery stores had lobster tanks?
Yeah. Yours don't?
That's what's up. No.
Oh, yeah. The big ones.
The grocery stores around here has groceries in them and maybe a guy selling meth on the last aisle or something, but besides that, nothing.
Wow. You can also hear the cows mooing out back at ours.
You probably have a cow in ours.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that happens in Vermont. Yeah. Yes. No. Yeah, no. We have lobster tanks. Yep.
That's what's good.
Yeah. It's weird. You see out like hundreds of lobsters just crawling around. Like, it's just like, oh, that's the end. That's their life. They're going to get home, go to someone's house and get thrown into like a pot of boiling water. Like, that's your life
okay.
as a lobster.
I got another funny tweet for you. You ready? I offered this girl some noodles after sex and she had the nerve to say, so everything's 2 minutes here.
Good one. I like that.
Getting liked, bud. You are getting liked. I don't know who you are, but you just got liked.
Do you sit on Twitter a lot, or where are you?
I'm just on Twitter right now. Yeah, I'm not on there all the time. Like, I check my messages every now and then and shit like that, but I don't really just, like, scroll down. And I decided I was just going to scroll down because I saw a funny comment, and I was like, all right, we'll see what else. So far, I've seen some shit
it's
about
a
dude getting pissed off at a girl because she thinks he's a bad bitch, and a dog with 8 titties or some shit, and a few other random shits. Okay,
that's
well, some random girl wrote, I genuinely love communicating with all of you on here, so let's take it up a notch. Text me, and gave her number out.
Okay, how's that taking it up a notch? Could you get
Can we call from our thing?
Call her.
We should call the number. We should call the number and mess with her. I'll prank call her right now.
Three-way. Do it. Three-way.
I don't know if I can do it on my phone. Can we call her from our show thing?
I can't. No.
God dang it. We will figure this out, guys. I will do a live prank call. I will do a live prank call on here when I...
Do it. Do it three-way. What are you going to say?
I got a crappy like prepay phone. You think my phone can do that shit? Or A, you really think I know how to do that shit on my phone?
Oh my God, Dakota, it can do it. Just add a call.
I'm going to add your call. I don't know how to add calls and shit. I'm going to stick a phone.
Add your call.
I got a smartphone. It's smarter than me, okay?
Of course she can do this. You gotta ask her what was she bored? Like what? Say
be like,
you
what's
are,
going through your mind putting random shit on Twitter?
Do it.
Like why are you putting your number? Watching that is gonna be her number. It's like some random dude that she like broke up with or something.
Ask her. Be like, are you okay? What's wrong? Tell her she's live on air though. Do it.
No, if I'm gonna prank call somebody, I'm not gonna tell them they're live on the air. I'm just gonna fuck with them.
Oh, okay.
Feel like creaky.
All right, whatever. This is on you, buddy. Go ahead. Are you gonna do it?
Not right now. I'll do it like not her. I don't know this. I'm not gonna prank call to some random chick on Twitter.
She put her number out there.
Can you do it?
No, I can't. I can't do it from here. I can't do it. Oh, I'm so excited for
that. Some guy just put, this ain't even funny, I'll slap a bitch. And that's all it says.
Whoa, what's wrong?
I think he's talking about our show.
What?
I was joking. I said, I think he was talking about our show. It's not even funny, he's going to slap
Bring him up.
Do not make us get funny on this show. So, besides having food poisoning, how was your last few days?
Funny. I found one thing which was quite amusing, as far as putting things on the internet and having people like them. I put up a picture of these two white guys in a picture, and it says, find the flaw in this picture. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Or you didn't see it, right? Okay. I want to send this to you. A lot of people commented. Like, I've been getting comments after comments. People can actually...
Is it on your Facebook?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go there right now, and I'll look at it.
Here, I can send it to you, so you don't have to search for it.
It don't matter. I'm already at Facebook right now.
Oh, okay. But I sent it to you anyway. So, but people are looking at this picture of these two guys standing there, and it says, please do not share, you know, what this picture is or once you see it. And... not many people can see what's going on in the picture to know that there's something going on in the picture.
My computer
being slow.
I
think it would have to do with the type of monitor they're looking at, you know. I spotted it right away when I saw it, but I can't believe how many people cannot see what's going on in the picture. I want to see if you can see it.
If my computer actually ever gets there, what the hell is going on?
Go on your Messenger. Facebook Messenger. I sent it to you.
Alright, I'm on it right now.
Okay, see if you can spot the problem in the picture. If you all want to check it out, go to Sherry Clip and look up on Facebook, Sherry Clip, C-L-I-P, S-H-E-R-R-I, space C-L-I-P, and look at the picture and see if you can spot what's wrong in the picture. Or what's odd in the picture. It's really funny.
I'm trying to load it. I don't know what's going on with my internet service right now. I'm trying to get it to load and nothing's happening. I don't know what the hell's going on. Between my phone and my computer, nothing. Like, I'm literally clicking on your message and nothing's happening. That was me clicking the message. Nothing's going on here.
Aww.
And then my computer shut down. Okay.
All right, I'll just go to my, hold on. If I click on that, do that. Here, send it to me again.
Again? Okay.
Yeah, send it to me again on Messenger, and I'll just go through it on my phone.
Okay.
Sorry, listeners. This is how real life goes, you know? We don't get messages sometimes.
Well, if you guys want to check it out, like I said, go to Sherry Clip on Facebook. Look at what I posted. I'll repost it again. How about that? That way people find it easy to see.
All right. I'm looking right now. Give me one second here. What am I looking at? Okay, so we got it. Okay.
So you see it. You got it. Okay.
I got the picture, but I can't really see it good. I'm trying to get it to load on my computer so I can actually see it.
Sorry about the dog, people. I think my...
What's the dog's name? Cyrus?
Cyrus, yeah. Come here, Cyrus.
He's part of the... He's our third member on the show.
He is. He talks
he's auditioning to... He's auditioning to co-host when you can't make it in.
Right.
He's going to be on there like, ruff, bark, bark, ruff.
Yeah. He gets... He's a great protector. He's only, like... He's a Yorkie. He's small.
Okay, maybe you can... Here, post it on my Facebook page or something, because I cannot get it to load on any... Oh my God. Fucking computer. It just did it right now. I fucking hate this computer with my internet. No, I had it almost, and my fucking computer shut off. I don't know what's going on with my internet, but it sucks. Okay, I got it to load right now. Fixing to look at it.
Okay.
Maybe. Come on, computer. There we go. All right. Find what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah. So while he's trying to figure out what's wrong with that picture, I just wanted to let you know as well. I thought if you were saying it was kind of addicting watching. One of the things that I found was absolutely hilarious and really strange, but I got addicted to looking at was there's a site out there called People of Walmart, and I know a lot of people have talked about it, but it shows some of the people who actually go to Walmart and what they wear there. It makes you wonder if you would or have seen people like this at your Walmart. But if you look up People of Walmart, it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of different types of people, should I say, on there. Strange. Strange things that people wear to the store and what they do in front of kids. But and what they just, how they go to Walmart. It's just really, really silly. But it's funny. You want a little bit of laugh, go there.
I don't know if it's just me not being able to, like, blow the picture up big enough to see good, but I don't really see. I mean, I see two dudes standing in a house they can't afford, it looks like, but besides that.
There's actually three guys in that picture.
Oh, my God, I do see it, the fridge. I see the third person now, that as soon as you said that.
Yes.
As soon as you said that there's three people, I look over and I see a head. I was thinking that was that dude's shadow, not, like, you know what I mean? Like the head part.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like
I just kind of glanced. I was like, all right, so but now that you say it, okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because that guy is as dark as the fridge, and the two guys are standing there like nothing's really wrong. But it's hilarious. It really is.
Wow. That's just bad lighting, though. He's not as dark as that fridge. That's just bad lighting.
Exactly, yeah. Just bad lighting.
Like, if they had a light on in there, he would not be blending in with a fridge. They would be like, bro, what the fuck are you doing there?
Right.
Can you hand me a beer while you're standing there? That's what I'd be like.
Yeah, and the people are commenting on this picture because the other two guys that are standing there, like, have their hands, like, in a weird location, and people think they're, like, doing naughty things. But really, they're just standing there. They got their hands folded in front of them.
They're trying to make yourself look...
So the comments that are rolling out of this.
What they're doing is they're trying to, like, make yourself look like the one with no shirt on is trying to make himself look like his muscles are popping out a little bit, you know? Like, that's
right.
Why he's doing that. The other one looks like he doesn't know what to do with his hand, so he's like, put him in my pockets. No, hold him in front of me. Yeah, that's what he's doing. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Other dude's like, I'm going to stand in the fridge like this. Ah.
It's funny, though, right?
He's like, I am the fridge.
Now, we gave it away to all you listeners who haven't seen this picture, but if you want to check it out, we found it to be funny. It's a Roast in the World funny photo.
Roast in the World funny photo. Gotta love it.
We're gonna have
we only got 3 minutes.
That way, funny photo Friday.
Oh, I am down for that. Funny photo Fridays. Let's do that. But we only
you
got
guys
3 minutes.
Gotta submit your photos in.
30 minutes go by way too freaking fast nowadays.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God. We got 2 minutes left. Any last words there, Mr. Dakota?
Been fun. Tune in Wednesday for the clip show, and maybe Sherry will be there this time. Just saying.
I should be.
If not, you can listen to me talk again. It'd be awesome. It will be the awesomest show of awesomeness. Because, just me. Just saying.
Aww. You are awesome. No worries there.
I'm super duper awesome. Super duper awesome.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us on Roast in the World tonight. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad Dakota finally saw the problem with the picture. It took him long enough.
It did. But as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, crap, there it is. Yeah, for real. Third person. All right, that's it.
It was funny, though. Yeah, it took you a little bit. That's what's great about that picture. But we want you all to submit your funny photo for our Roast in the World Funny Photo Friday. And Dakota and I will pick out our favorite one, and we will announce it over the show. And we'll give you guys all full credit for making us laugh. So we want to see the funniest photos on Friday. Send them in to Roast in the World on our Facebook page, or you can send them to Sherry Clip on Facebook or Dakota Wheatley on Facebook. Easy enough to find us both. Sherry Clip, Dakota Wheatley. Look up Roast in the World if you want. We're there, too. So thank you all for listening tonight. Dakota, you have yourself a great night. Don't eat any bad chicken, please.
I'm never eating chicken from Denny's again, so it's all good.
And I'm a food taster. What a bad experience, right? Like,
were you doing the food like a food tasting during this, or is this just like a
personal
visit?
No, it wasn't a food tasting. No, isn't that's what's. They're lucky. It wasn't a food tasting.
They're lucky. I like how you're like, they're lucky. I was personally here. I wasn't here on business this time.
Right. And I did announce it over the live air, so they're in trouble now. But other than that, I've had it before and it was delicious, so. Yeah. So, anyways, I hope you all have a great night. Thank you so much for listening. And join us next Wednesday and next Friday. Same time, same place. Have a great night. Bye, Dakota.
Bye, and peace out, everybody.